my show, David. Would you? Now, I feel bad enough as it is without you come busting in here like that. I can't do my show with all this going on. Now, you people just stay out of here. And another thing, too, I wish you'd bring me up to date on this temperature. I don't like this. I come to work. You got 74 degrees on the blackboard. Here it is, 77 degrees outside. Look, David, just stay out of here, will you? I didn't want to talk to you this morning. I'm going to have an S&H Green Stamp winner. Now, change it. Would you change the blackboard for me?
Right now.
Well, change it right now.
It's time again to play the most exciting giveaway game in Washington history.
This hour's winner is Miss Conchita Catalano. David Simmons, look, please do me a favor. Now, I don't know if you're paying any attention or not, but I'm having a green stamp contest. Can you hear me in the other studio, David?
I can hear you, Larry. What do you want?
I said we're having a green stamp contest, and you're using the telephone that this woman is supposed to be calling me on. So I would appreciate it if you'd hang the telephone up so the lady could call in. She only has 3 minutes. And if she calls and the line is busy, then, of course, she might think something bad. So on my show, get off the telephone when I have a winner. Would you do that for me, please?
Would you like me to tell you what to do with this telephone?
It's Meet the Press.
Caroline.
Hello.
Now.
Now, wait a minute. You people in the hall, will you quit banging on that door? Quit banging on the door. Now, if you will notice, Mr. Bob and Mr. Jerry, there's a lock on the door. Did you notice that? I just put a padlock on the door. You cannot get into the control room. Nobody can get in. I've put a padlock on it. And no one's going to be able to get into this control room. Ladies and gentlemen,
when you open the door,
you're not going to get in. I don't care what you do. I've locked myself in here.
Look, Larry, put on a record and let me come in there and talk to you, would you please?
Nope. I've locked myself in. I've done it now. I can't back down now.
Don't be foolish. Come on. Lock himself.
No, I've done it. Now, can I tell you something? Can I tell you? I feel, ladies and gentlemen, that really in all sincerity, I do owe somewhat of an explanation for what is going on. And I'm very hesitant to say anything because I certainly don't want to say anything bad about the radio station. Because I've enjoyed working here very much myself. I've enjoyed working here. I don't want to say a thing bad about the radio station. I'm hurt. I really am. I'm very hurt. I can't help it. Things that have happened in the past couple of weeks, and I'm just very hurt about the whole situation. I don't want to say a thing wrong about the management here or anything of that nature. You know, I was a poor kid in Arkansas.
Play a record. Larry, come on, open the door.
No, wait a minute.
Let me come in there and we'll talk about it.
No, Jerry.
It's kind of silly.
Jerry, it isn't silly. Now, would you wait and let me go from school? During the winter, I washed dishes, did all sorts of odd jobs. And, well, I think I'll start about 6 months ago. I was in the service. And just as I was getting discharged from the service, well, I, of course, applied at various places for various radio jobs. I applied in Dallas, Texas, Fort Worth, Texas, Kansas City, Missouri. I had 3 job offers plus this one here in Washington. The 3 job offers I had, you know, they paid me quite a bit more money than this particular job here at radio station WPGC. But I wanted to move to the East. And I like the people up here. I think they're wonderful people. They're nice people. And I had to move to the East. And therefore, I took a lesser salary to come to work here at WPGC. But it was an agreement with the management and myself that if I would do this, if I would come to work here at this lesser salary instead of going to the other radio stations, that within a 4-month period, Jerry, are you listening to me? Within a 4-month period of time, I would get a raise after 4 months, which would bring me up to the salary that I was supposed to work for at the other radio stations. Well, now I've been here 6 months. Jerry, can I ask you a question? Are you listening?
Well, look, Larry, all I can say is...
No, wait a minute. Let me ask you, how long were you here before you got your first raise?
Well, I don't really think that has any bearing. Why don't you...
No, it does.
...put a record on, and let's talk about this thing. I mean, people are flipping. We're getting phone calls like crazy.
No, Jerry.
Normal living on a radio station. I think you should know better, having been in the radio business for as long as you have been.
Jerry, now look, it's the principle of the thing. I came to work here in good faith. Really, I trusted these people.
Look, the manager of the radio station, Mr. Howard, is out here. Bob, you want to tell him something?
Mr. Justice, I'd very much appreciate if you would put a record on. We'd be very happy to talk this over, you know, in private. But please put a record on, and we'll go over this by ourselves.
No, Bob. Bob, are you listening? Mr. Howard, are you listening?
Yes, I'm listening.
I think what we have to say now can be said in front of everybody.
I don't think it's in particular good taste. I don't too much interested, you know. I think the matter should be settled between us privately. But I do think the people who tuned in to the radio station want to hear music, and they want to hear news and information and so on, and I think we should provide it for them. So, Larry, how about putting on a record and then unlock the door of the control room? We'll go over and go on in and talk this over with you.
No, Bob. Now, look, I want to talk it over in front of everybody. Now, like I said, now, didn't you promise me a raise? You said that if I would come to work for you at less money than these other radio stations promised me, you said in 4 months' time I would get a raise. Now, isn't that what you told me?
Well, Larry, I think that you are being paid more money than the other radio stations in the Washington area pay. In fact, I know this to be a fact. And that, besides the point, you got me involved in the thing. We shouldn't be discussing this in front of everybody. I don't think any business should discuss pay or raises or anything like that among any individual employee, around other people.
Well, Bob, I want to take this thing to my listeners. I really do, because I feel like it is not a private matter anymore. You will not pay any attention to me. I've been trying to talk to you. You promised me a raise. Now, this is the whole thing. It boils down to this. It's the principle. It is not the money. I don't care that much for the money. It's the principle of the thing, Bob, because I trusted you. I had faith in you. You said if I would come to work for you, in 4 months' time, you would give me a raise. Now, I have been here 6 months. The last 2 months, you will not even talk to me, Bob. Now, I've asked you time and time again. I said, Bob, what about the raise that we were promised? You won't even talk to me about it. Now, the least you could do is talk to me. What do you want?
Now, look, Larry, we've been pretty patient around here this morning, you know. And I think the listeners are, and all the announcers here. You walked in this morning with, I don't know what you had under your shirt collar or anything else, but everybody around here is kind of staying away from you this morning. And we've been talking to you right along. Now put the doggone record on before I really get mad.
Now look, Bob, when I came in, you want to know what I had under my shirt? It was a padlock. And I put that padlock on this door for one reason. I don't want anybody coming in this place, because I am in here all by myself. Now, you promised me a raise in 4 months, Bob, and you have really... I'm hurt. Really, it isn't the money, Bob. Can I explain that to you? It isn't the money. You've hurt me.
The only thing I know is, if you keep this up, the only raise you're going to get is we put a tack on your chair.
All right. Now you're trying to be cute. Now you're trying to be funny. Now, the thing is, you promised me a raise in 4 months' time. I have been here 6 months. The last 2 months, you won't even talk to me about it. I don't know what to do. You're destroying my faith in humanity. I wanted this raise, not for the money. It's the principle involved, Bob. But I've been here, in the last 2 months, you fluffed me off. You won't pay any attention to me. You won't talk to me about it. Yeah, and I tried to talk to you this morning before I went on the air. And what did you tell me? You said, don't worry about it. You said, don't worry about it. Well, for 2 months, I haven't been worrying about it. And I'm so upset, Bob, that I cannot go on any longer this way. I have to do something about it right now, and I have to take a stand, because I can't let you do this to every disc jockey.
Well,
comes
Larry,
to work
you know,
for
there
it.
Is something you can do about it. There are many other fine radio stations in the Washington area, and although we, you know, like you and think you're a valuable member of the staff and so on, if you carry on this way, the only thing we can suggest you do is go to work at another radio station or go to another city. But I know one thing. I think it's about news time, and I think that Dave Simmons, who's got the news ready to go, he ought to be given an opportunity to let the people know what's going on in the world.
Yeah, look, Larry, why don't you let me do the news, and you can think this thing over for a moment, okay?
But, David, look, I have nothing against you. You know that. You and I have been friends. Haven't we been friends ever since you came to work here?
Look, we've been the best of friends. We spent a lot of time together, and I like you. I don't want to see anything happen. Now, knock this off. The listeners, we got 150,000 people out there. They don't dig this. Now, come on.
Now, look, David, now, we have been very good friends. Now, I think that you being an announcer yourself, I think you can understand my position. I came to work here in good faith. Now, I was misled. These people misled me, David. They told me that I would get a raise after 4 months' time. And I feel that I deserve this raise. Because now for 2 months, I mean, you know, if he would say no, that would be different, David. But he won't say anything. He won't say yes, no. He keeps putting me off. Now, what can I do? I have to take a stand. You're a radio announcer. You can understand that. You should be able to understand this.
Look, I love you like a brother, but I'll have to take Mr. Howard's viewpoint on the fact that you cannot discuss this at a time like this. You go to his office. Now, you can force him into a conversation, if nothing else, but not this way. Now, let's do the news, and I'll talk to you in a moment.
All right, David. I feel that... Actually... I feel that, in all sincerity, that, ladies and gentlemen, please, you're gonna have to understand this thing. I feel that the news is a very important thing, and I feel that our service is informing the public. Therefore, David, I will do this, because we are rendering a very definite service to the Washington area. We have a very fine news department. So, I will give in. You can do this newscast, David, but...
All right, let's have the microphone for the news. Now, come
please,
on.
Let's have the news.
All right, you can... All right, David, look, I'll tell you, you can do the news, but this isn't going to change anything. Is that... do you understand that? It's not going to change a thing, all right?
Oh, boy. This is David B. Simmons. I have news for you. It's 10:27 and 79 degrees. This Pulse Beat Report. Another community action public service feature of WPGC.
From the cloud high, weather high.
It's 79 degrees.
Ladies and gentlemen, I feel that really I must take a stand now. And if possibly some of you have just tuned in, I really feel like I owe you an explanation, very brief explanation here of what's going on. That record you just heard, I'm going to play this record over and over and over and over and over again until I get what I ask for. If I have to stay in here night and day for 2 years, I'm going to stay in here night and day for 2 years, and I'm going to play this record over and over and over again until I get my raise. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm hurt. Really, I am very definitely hurt. Might be fired. Very definite possibility I might just get fired over this thing. But ladies and gentlemen, I need your support. You've got to call them on the telephone. You've got to. What do you want? I can't hear you. Now, if you want to talk to me, Mr. Howard, ladies and gentlemen, the general manager, Mr. Howard, if you want to talk to me, sir, you're going to have to come in the studio where the microphone is, because I will not talk to you and not let the listening audience not hear what you're saying. I want them to hear just what you're saying. What do you want?
The phone's gone crazy here, Larry. Please.
Okay, thank you.
It's bad enough. You know, don't ask the people to call.
Appreciate it very much.
You want to write a letter? Fine. Please don't call the phone. You know, call us up because we're...
Well, we got seven phones, Bob. They're going crazy about it.
I know.
There was a call from the phone company, in fact, and the board is partially jammed in this area. So
yeah.
Really,
Bob, Mr. Howard, the general manager. Mr. Howard, listen, I will do this for you. I realize that other people's paychecks depend on the commercials that we have here. I realize that, so therefore I will continue to play the radio station's commercials. But this control room door, I put a padlock on it this morning, and no one is coming in, Bob. And I want these people to call me at J086677. I want them to call me and support me on this, because I've got to have their help.
Listen, Larry, please, we appreciate the fact you're going to play the commercials, you know. But please don't have them call. Seriously, we don't want them to call. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, this is no gag, you know, because this guy has gone berserk.
No, Bob, you're right. I don't know why you say that. I am not berserk. I do not drink. I don't even drink. Hurry, I haven't had a drop to drink in 10 years. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to play the commercials, but I just don't want to talk to you anymore about this. No, Bob, Listen now, Bob. Really, I've got to take a stand here. I told you I will play the commercials, but I very definitely do want these people to call. I very definitely want them to call. If they're for me, if they're against me, all right, call anyway. I don't mind, but I've got to have these people's support. I told you I will play the radio station's commercials. I will continue to do so. It takes me 2 years of playing this record. I'm going to play this record over and over and over again until I get what I want. Control room, I told you that. Nobody can come in. The door is locked, so don't even try.
We see kids stuff for the hair.
Gentlemen, I certainly do not want to offend you in any matter whatsoever by playing this record over and over and over again, but I feel like I must to draw this man's attention, to make this man, to make the vice president and general manager of WPGC know that I mean business, that I am taking a stand here, and that I refuse to back down at anything whatsoever. I am very definitely hurt. Not only am I hurt, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm mad. Because the money is not involved here. It is the very definite principle of this matter. I was promised a raise after I was here 4 months' time. I've been here 6 months now. They will not even talk to me about it, ladies and gentlemen. And that is... I was mad. And I don't want to say anything bad about the management here at the radio station, because they're all very fine people. But nevertheless, they could have at least talked to me about it. They could have said, Larry, no, you're not going to get a raise. I would have been satisfied. That's, I mean, just something, you know. But they, for 2 months now, it's wishy-washy, wishy-washy. I say, Mr. Howard, I'd like to talk to you about the raise. And he'll say, Larry, not now. I'm busy. You know, I don't want to talk to you now, Larry. Just go on. I tried to talk to him this morning at 9:30. I came in this morning at 9:30, and I tried to talk to this man, and he got me so upset and so mad. I just don't know what to do. I've got to take a stand, ladies and gentlemen. I need your support. Call me on the telephone, please. I've never asked anything of my radio audience before. I've always just wanted to entertain you and to make you happy, to make you laugh. But now I'm asking you, ladies and gentlemen, I need your support. Call me, or if it, please, come down. Would you come down to the radio station, and maybe you can talk some sense into Mr. Bob Howard. Please, come down to the radio station if you cannot... If you can't come down, if it's impossible, if you're at work, just call me on the telephone. Please do that for me, won't you? Ladies and gentlemen, I have never in my life, I always keep it a policy, if you cannot say something nice about something, then don't say anything at all. I think that all disc jockeys should. But ladies and gentlemen, I think personally that this record is about the worst thing that I have ever heard. I think that it is mocking our president, and I think it is very derogatory of the present administration, and therefore... To show this management that I mean business, I definitely picked this record because I personally think it is the worst record I have ever heard. And I'm going to play this record over and over and over again, ladies and gentlemen, until the management knows I mean business. Right now, they don't. They don't think I'm meaning business. They think I'm clowning in here. I'm not clowning. I came in this morning and put a padlock on this door, and I tried to talk to Mr. Howard, our general manager and vice president. He wouldn't even talk to me. He got mad because this man promised me a raise when I was here 4 months. I've been here 6 months. He won't do anything for me. He fluffs me off. I'm going to play this record if it takes me 2 years, night and day. And I'm going to play this record until this man either gives in to me.
Jerry,
look, if you've got something to say in the other studio, I'm going to turn your microphone on, and I want the listeners to hear what you want to say, because I don't want to keep anything from these people. These people are close to me. My listeners have always been close to me, and I love them very dearly, because they make me, you know what I mean? The listeners make me, and they make me... I just can't go into it, but whatever you have to say, you say it on the microphone.
Well, I agree with you there, Larry. As far as the listeners making a disc jockey what he is, this is certainly the case. You are also a man who has an obligation to certain people, namely sponsors and clients. And regardless of my feelings on the matter, whether I think you should get the raise or not, or whether I think this is the way to go about it, you do have to agree. Now, you've been playing the recorded commercials. There are live commercials in this program.
Jerry, let me interrupt you. I don't want to seem rude, but the mood I'm in, Jerry, I would not do justice to an account by reading their commercial. Would you do this small thing for me, and would you read the commercials that are written to do live? Would you read them for me, Jerry?
Well, they're in the file. Can I have a minute to go get the copies? I mean, you have the air copy of the commercials.
All right.
There are carbon copies of the commercials.
All right.
How
Jerry?
Can I get them? You got them in there. Can you... The door to me?
No, Jerry, I'm not opening the door for any... Jerry, I'm not opening the door for anybody, I'm sorry, because...
Maybe you can slip them under the door.
No, Dad, I'm not opening the door for anybody. Now, they have... Well, they make commercials, you know as well as I do. You've been in radio. They make four copies. There are copies in the outer office and the continuity office, so you get them. And incidentally, would you read one for me now?
All right, let me have the Buckingham Florist, is that it?
Yes, yes.
Get let me have it. Wait a minute.
Jerry, while I'm waiting...
I'll read the Buckingham Forest commercial.
Not now. You can't read it now. You wait a minute.
The nation's loudest teenagers.
Jerry G., can you hear me in the other studio? Can you hear me in the other studio, Jerry? Can you hear... Turn the speaker on out there.
What?
Can you hear me?
Hey, Larry.
What? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, what is it?
I want you to read a commercial for me. I want you to read a commercial for me.
Okay.
Because I don't feel like I would do justice to this sponsor. Would you read it for me?
I'm not about to argue with you. I'm going to read the Buckingham Florist commercial. Say it with flowers. Say it.
Please. Jerry.
Now look, you and I have been buddies. We have promoted record hops together. We have done quite a bit. We have worked on the air together, recorded commercials. We've gone out socially, you and your wife, myself, and whatever girl I happen to be dating at the time. And I think we're pretty close buddies. I think you and I, as a matter of fact, have a lot more in common than just about anybody here at the station. I think if anybody can talk to you, I would like at least the opportunity. Now, as far as the raise, buddy, we both work for a boss. The boss's decisions are his to make. And I just want to come in and talk to you. Unlock the door. Let me come in. I won't let anybody else come in.
Well, Jerry, can I ask you a question? Before I unlock this door and let you in, are you on my side? Now, I want to know, honestly, Jerry, this is no time to kid me, baby. Are you on my side?
Larry, I'm on your side 100%.
Then I will let you in. I will let you in.
Okay, why don't you put the record on?
Wait a minute. No, I want to play another commercial first. Then I will let you in. I'm rather upset at the moment, and, would you do me a favor?
What's that, Larry?
Would you get me a cup of coffee? I mean, I'm going to let you in. We're going to talk this thing over. Would you get me a cup of Wilkins coffee, please?
It'll take a couple of minutes.
Stand by. He's going to let him in.
All right. I'll tell you what. I'm going to...
Wait a minute. Dave, look. Dave Simmons, please. I want you to... I promised Larry. I gave him my word. I would come in alone. He would lock the door after me. There would be no other trouble. Now, Dave, I want your word that when I go in there, that you don't try and come in with me and Mr. Howard and anybody else, as a matter of fact. I get, because my word is as important to me as Larry's is to him. It's important to me that Larry trust me. I'm sure he does, and I want to make that faith guaranteed. All right, Dave? So,
Are you going to talk to him, Larry? Are you going to try to reason with Jerry? Are you going to talk the problem over and see what can be done?
I'll talk to him. I promise you that. I mean, Jerry and I, David, have been friends for quite some time now, and I have a lot of faith in Jerry and a lot of trust in Jerry. I will let Jerry in, but I promise you this. If anybody else tries to come in that door, I'm slamming it, I'm locking it, and I'll never let anybody in here. I'll stay in here forever. I will not let anybody else in but Jerry.
Larry, you've got my word. There's going to be no problem. I just want to come in and talk to you.
All right. I'm going to play the record, and I'll let you in.
Fine.
Jerry, come here. Jerry. Yeah, we're on the air now. Now, look, Jerry. Now, if you're going to talk to me, I want you to sit down by me, and I want you... Look, get that chair over there, would you?
Right.
Can you get that chair and pull it in here? Because I want to leave the microphone on. I want these people to hear what you have to say. Jerry, incidentally, you know, gee whiz, man, I mean, you and I have been friends for such a long time now, and I believe in what I'm doing. I've got to do this, Jerry. It's too late for me to back down now.
Look, Larry, let me say this to you. First of all, it's just coming up on 11 o'clock. Let's do that countdown. That's another service.
No.
People set their watches.
Look, I can tell them the time.
Tell them.
No, it's 1 minute past 11. I'm not going to play the countdown.
Right.
Would you read a commercial for me? I don't want to read these commercials. Would you read it for me? Because Frank Carney is a dear friend of mine, and
mine too, and all of us over
and,
here.
And
I know Frank has called, and he's pretty upset about this.
I know that I want to do service to Frank Carney. I want to do service to all of our accounts. I do want to do their commercials.
All right,
so
let's
really
do the Frank Carney spot. Would you do this for me?
No,
would
I'm
you
not
do
gonna,
the trumpet part?
No, I'm not in a laughing
mood.
Well,
I know, but all right. Frank Carney, the mayor of Marlboro, and I'm acting this way. Frank Carney, the mayor of Marlboro, announces. The new 63 Fiats have arrived at Carney Motors in Upper...
Look, first of all, Jerry, I need these people's support. Do you think I'm wrong in asking for the listener's support?
Larry...
Well, I have never in my life ever asked anything of a listener except his attention, and I want to entertain them, and I love these people, and I need their support now, Jerry. I need it in the worst way. If they believe in what I'm doing, they have to call me. Please call me, ladies and gentlemen. Show the general manager here that... I'm not kidding, ladies and gentlemen. Show this general manager at WPGC that I mean business. Come down and see me. Please back me on this, ladies and gentlemen, because I have put my job on the line. I'm in jeopardy. I might not get my raise, and I just might be fired out of this. But I do need their support, and I know that if I get enough people's support, I won't be fired, Jerry.
Well, that's just what I wanted to tell you, Larry. Something happening out in the newsroom.
Hand me my cigarette.
I think something's happening out in the newsroom there. Let's see what Dave wants.
All right.
I just want to say that several people have come down already. They're gathering outside the station, and they are behind you 100%. I'm sure there's more people on the way down to show you how much they're behind you. So why don't you reconsider now? They've proven they're behind you.
Well, Dave, that's true, too. That's true, too. But that's just a few people, Dave. And I've got to know that these people, I have got to know to myself, David, that these people are behind me. They've got to show me that they're behind me. I don't want physical violence. Oh, honest, I don't want physical violence because Well, that would just make us look bad. It would get the people that caused violence in trouble. I want their verbal support. I want them to stand here with me. I want them to stay in the studio and support me to the hilt, because
no,
I've got
Larry,
to have their
Larry,
support.
I think it's about time I wanted to tell you what I had to say and get it off my chest and then get out of here.
Well, Jerry, you know, you're the only person that I would even allow in here.
Well, I'm glad you did. I appreciate it, and I'm glad for the country.
Jerry, I mean,
I don't like you. We're both
so
in the same business. We both do basically the same thing, and that is we try and sound happy on the air, entertain people, keep them happy with music.
But Jerry,
now,
I couldn't today.
I understand that,
because,
Larry,
Jerry, I can't... Listen, this
no,
man...
Wait, Larry,
wait a minute.
Please, let me
no,
say
look,
it. Now, you've had the microphone here since 10 o'clock this morning.
All right.
And
this man got me so upset, Jerry, I have
I
to take a stand.
I understand that, but I want you to
he
calm down.
He refused to give me a raise. He promised me a raise when I was here 4 months, Jerry, and I've been here 6 months, and he won't even talk to me about
Jerry,
it. Today
I
just
went,
broke my
can
back.
Can I say something? I went
this.
Through the same thing. I didn't go this far, because I frankly, and this is a personal opinion, and as friendly as we are, I'm going to tell it to you anyway. Personally, I don't think you're going about this the right way. I think there is a much more sensible way to go around it, because I have spoken to Mr. Howard about this and about many other things. I've been here a year, and I know the situation here. Howard is a sensible man, but a very busy man. He can't sit down every time you come out to him and sit down and talk.
Yes,
now, wait a minute, Larry.
Now, but I've been trying 2 months.
Common sense.
2 months, Jerry.
No.
I came in this morning with an appointment with him. I had to make an appointment with my boss to see him. I tried to talk to him at 9:15 this morning. He won't talk to me, Jerry. Now, this is 2 months now that this has been
going on. You know that he
on.
Was out on the street going to see one of our clients, one of our accounts, one of the people who pay your salary and mine. That's why he couldn't.
All right. But
he was
why?
In the car, heard this going on, and turned around, almost had an accident, making a U-turn on Marlboro Pike, and was back here in 5 minutes, flipping out of his mind. The poor man is so upset.
That
this
is
not
tough.
Fair to him.
I'm
he's
upset
not a
too.
Young man.
That's tough. I'm upset, too. But he's put me off for 2 months. Now, this is... Now I've
wait,
tried
wait,
to be
now look, wait a minute.
For 2 months.
One second. Dean Griffith is out there. Dean is the program director at WPGC. And Dean, of course, is a gentleman who is next to Mr. Howard in command of the station, in chain of command. He's a fellow who has jurisdiction over the announcers. He has something out there. He must have gotten up pretty early, too. Dean?
I really don't know what the problem is, but I do know this. In all seriousness, there is a mob of people outside... And I don't care what you say, Larry, but you better tell your listeners not to resort to any violence whatever. We have a mob of people outside, and they might cause trouble. And I'll talk to you later on this.
But, Dean, look, now I've told my listeners I don't want any trouble. I don't want any physical violence.
Just what
I don't want Dean
right?
mad at me. I don't want any physical violence. I've told them
sure,
that.
Look at
I'm not mad at you. I don't even know what the story is. I'm not even awake yet. I don't even come to work till 1 o'clock in the afternoon. The boss calls me up and says, hurry up in here. That's all I know. My radio is broken. I'm not listening to the station. I come outside. There's a mob of people outside banging on the door, want to get in.
Dean.
I don't know what the story is.
Dean, look. Dean, I've been sitting in here trying to talk to Larry and talk some sense into the guy. It's something completely new to me, and I've never heard of anything like this on the radio. And
let me just say one thing, in all seriousness. If you're for Larry Justice, I don't care. I don't know even what he's fighting. Is he communist? What is he fighting?
No, look, the problem, Dean, very simply, is that Larry claims, now this is what Larry says. I don't know about Larry's relations with the boss, as no one does with anybody else's. All I know is, very simply, Larry says that he was promised a raise after 3 months. He's been here four months. He has been here 6 months. He hasn't gotten the raise yet.
And he won't even talk to me about it.
The manager won't talk to him about it, and he's upset. He's in here playing one record, this Prez conference, terrible record, by the way, over and over all day, and he just won't play radio like he's supposed to. He won't do his show. He won't and won't even think of the listeners. This is what I'm concerned about.
Jerry.
Of course, I agree with you, Jerry. I think that's his worst mistake. I think what you're doing, Larry, is not hurting the boss. You're hurting yourself, and most of all, you're hurting your listeners. Airing the same record over and over and over again. And this, of course, is not the place to air your personal problems. Could you imagine what would happen if everybody did this, if everybody solved their problems this way?
Dean, look, I have to do something. I have to do something. I chose this record because it is, in my mind, a particular bad record. It marks the presidency, and I have to do something to draw attention to this problem. Now, for 2 months, I have acted sensible. For 2 months, I have tried to talk to Mr. Howard, tried to get a raise out of this man, because he promised it to me. Dean, the money does not mean that much to me. It's the principle of the thing, and I believe in what I'm doing. I've taken a stand, and I'm not backing down one inch. Not for anybody, Dean.
If I pay the raise out of my own salary, will you be sensible?
Well, there's a thought.
I don't know.
Maybe,
no.
Don't say no. Maybe you'll pay mine, too. I'd like one.
No, shut up, Jerry. It's no time to be funny. Look, now, Dean, you know good and well
Now, I don't want... Now, really, be sensible on this thing. I don't want you to pay a raise out of your salary. I want an honest, legitimate raise from this boss, and I want this boss to be satisfied with my work. He has given me all indications he was satisfied with my work, but yet he keeps... He has misled me, Dean.
Let me ask you this. If he hasn't spoken to you for 2 months, as you say, how could he give you indications he's satisfied with your work? If I were the boss, you know what I would say?
He's spoken to me, but he will not speak to me about a raise. We talk, sure, just like any other boss and employee relationship, but he will not talk to me about a raise. He keeps putting me off. He fluffs me off. Now, I have got to have this, my listener support,
Larry,
Dean.
Larry.
Has he said anything to you thus far this morning? What has he said to you?
I came in. I made...
Larry,
you know
Larry,
I had
Larry,
to make an appointment with my boss.
Do you have a cigarette?
Yeah. Do you know I had to make an appointment to see my boss? My boss at 9:30 this morning?
Larry,
I came
wait,
in
Larry.
To see him to talk to him about a
Larry,
raise.
Wait, well, Larry, and the one guy. Second. Do you have a match?
Yes.
Okay.
And I... Are you still trying to be funny?
It's 10 minutes after 11 in case any listeners are interested in what's going on.
Well, look, I don't want to talk. Let's play the record.
Again?
Play the
How
record.
About the other side?
No, play it again.
The
play
edge.
The I
a
say.
Label. Any
Shut
record?
Up and play it.
It's meet the
now, another thing, Jerry, I thought you were on my side when you came in
I was
here.
Trying to, but you didn't give me a chance to open my mouth, that's all.
All right.
Larry, we're back on the air, would you?
All right. Jerry, listen, let me do another commercial, and then I'll talk to you tomorrow, all right?
Okay.
All right.
Hey, Mom! Hey, kid! I'm sorry!
You know, Jerry, I've taken a stand, you know, and... You might not think I do, but I very definitely believe in what I'm doing.
Larry, I know this, and let me say...
Because I believe...
I
listen,
admire you for it.
A man has to stand up for
exactly.
what he thinks is right, Jerry.
If people don't, you know, there are a lot of there's a lot of criticism about laws in this country, and a lot of people feel when a law is made, just as an example, that theirs is not the reason why, theirs is but to do, and I obey it, and that's it. Well, this is the way dictatorships occur. We don't want it in this country... And I think what you are doing is a very good example of how to fight any kind of dictatorship, if
Jerry,
that's the case. Now, wait a minute.
You don't know how much I appreciate you being on my side.
I am completely on your side.
Because everybody here is against me.
I believe you should get this raise. I am definitely for you.
Well, Jerry, you know something? Can I say this?
There are ways to do everything. And the only way to settle any argument, whether it's a labor strike involving thousands of workers all over the country, or whether it's you wanting a raise... is by simple mediation, by sitting down with the interested parties involved and talking the thing over calmly and sensibly. This is all you ought to do, Larry.
Jerry,
you have a radio show to protect. You have listeners that you have an obligation to, and this is where I think you're missing the boat. As I said, I'm for you, 100%. You deserve the raise. I don't think you're going about
Jerry,
it quite
I'm
the right
so
way.
I'm so upset. I'm sick in my
Look,
stomach.
I'll tell you what. Let's play this record.
Really,
Sit down and think about it. Now, think to yourself, am I doing the right thing? I went into radio to entertain people.
I know
am
I'm
I entertaining?
Right
are
thing.
You entertaining people right
I,
now? Tell
I
me that.
I don't think so, Jerry.
Huh?
I'm
what are you doing?
I'm not entertaining
people right
the
now.
People. Jerry, you're talking
You are letting
about,
them in on a personal gripe of yours, which is really... Nobody's business but yours. I shouldn't even know.
Jerry,
about your
I
race.
Have a Jerry.
No one should know.
Now,
about
what,
you
wait a minute. Let me talk, Jerry. You said to try to talk to this man sensibly. I did, Jerry. Honest, I did. 2 months now. 2 months? How much can you expect
All right.
of a man?
Regardless
I've
of what
tried
has
to talk to him
to
too
now.
Much.
Look,
he misled me, Jerry.
You've been
he
in
told
here for
me
an hour and 18 minutes. I am sure that if you walked out there, opened the door, and said, come on in here,
Not
Mr.
opening
Howard,
the door for anybody, Jerry.
If
no.
you said, Mr. Howard, let's talk about this thing, I know. I am convinced because I know
Jerry,
this
I don't want to talk about it. I just don't
want to
talk.
Don't you
like
want me
that?
To finish
All right, go ahead.
What
finish
I was
what
saying.
You were going to say. Okay,
But
go ahead.
If you would talk to this man, give him the opportunity to be a human being. Long distance call for me.
What did you say?
It's a long-distance call for you, Jerry.
All right, fine. I'll get it in a minute. Let me just finish this. Can you tell him to hang on a minute, Dave?
Just a second, yeah.
Okay. Basically, if you give him the opportunity to talk to you, I know he's a human being. The man is running $1 million a year business, and he, in his own mind, wants to give you this raise if you'll just give him the opportunity. Will you play the record now and think about it, please?
All right, I will.
Just think about it.
I will. I'll go that
far. I'm going to answer my call if
All right.
I can.
It's Meet the Press.
Well, then why don't you quit acting like you are and come on out of the studio, let Jerry take over the show now, and go home, rest, relax. The management will come across if they promise you something.
Now, Jerry, I mean, David, now look, I thought you and I were friends. I thought
so
you were on my side.
You are friends. Dave
I thought he was on my
wait,
side,
Larry,
Jerry.
Look,
he's turned
Dave
against me.
Dave has a job to do. He's trying
All right,
to
I'm going
to
let him do the job. I realize
look,
we offer a service to the public.
The sad part is, Larry, that you're not really concentrating on doing yours. You
look,
have an
I
obligation
realize...
to people out there. Now, a lot of the phone calls, I've been answering the phone here. And a lot of these phone calls are people saying, what is he doing? What is the matter with that guy? If he has a personal gripe, that's his own business, and that's just what I'm trying to tell you, Larry.
Yes,
There's no
Jerry.
Sense because you're not going to do any good You know, you can get everybody in the world on your side, but so what? That's
Jerry, I need these people's support. I need these people's support.
The boss is not going to give you a raise because people are on
your side. I need their support, Jerry.
He's going to give you a raise for one very important reason, because you deserve a raise. I think you do. He thinks you do, too. Now, if you'll sit down, talk to him like a human being, calmly and sensibly.
Jerry, I need my listeners' support. I've never asked of their support in my entire life. I've been in radio 5 years. I've never asked anything of my listeners, but I've got to have their support because I'm standing up for what I feel is very definitely right.
It's Meet the Press.
Now, and you can sink or swim by yourself. You've had it as far as I'm concerned.
Griffith again. I was just talking with Bob Howard, and in all seriousness, he is now very seriously thinking of firing you. Now, look, I don't want to see anybody get fired around here. It's bad enough. It's a Monday morning to begin with, and everything is a wild situation. He will really fire you if you keep it up. I can't say anything, Larry. I have nothing to do with it.
Dean.
He refuses to even talk with you now.
Dean, look, I knew this. I knew that there was a possibility that I might get fired when I started this. But I've started it.
This is David B. Simmons. I have news for you. It's 11:25.
From the Cloud High Weather Eye.
Here's a special notice before we go into the weather. Larry Justice, WPGC disc jockey, in an apparent argument with the management concerning wages and working conditions, has locked the control facilities of WPGC Radio and appealing to the public for sympathy for more money. He has the controls now. We have no control whatsoever. Phone call.
Oh, wait a minute, David. What?
Phone calls are swamping the station, many in favor and some against. The management is trying to get into the studio now and take control. Weather conditions, 82 degrees.
David, wait a minute. You hold it right there, buddy. Now, wait a minute. Now, this fight, very definitely, it is over working conditions. It isn't over working conditions, because I'm not an overworked person. It is not over money. It is over money in a sense. Now, I don't appreciate you going on the news without me knowing anything about this. But it is the principle of the matter. The money doesn't make that much difference, because I'm making a comfortable salary, and it's the principle of the matter. The man is, I'm so upset, man, I'm sick at my stomach.
Larry?
Yes.
Can you hear me, please?
Yes, Bob Howard. This is Bob Howard, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to know who it is. This is the general manager of WPGC.
Larry, I've put up with this now, and all the listeners have, and everybody here at the radio station for an hour and a half now.
Well,
get out of that control room and I'll give you the raise. Just get out of there, will you, please? I mean, everybody's all upset and everything. We'll give you the raise. Just get out.
Bob, will you give me the raise?
I'll talk to you about it. I'll give you the raise. You know.
All right, let me ask you this.
Just get out of the control room.
Let me ask you this. Now, when I came to work here, I took your word for it. All right, I was here 4 months and I didn't get it. I've been here 6 months and I still haven't got it. Will you put it in writing? Will you draw up a will you let my lawyer draw up a contract, Bob?
I don't want to discuss anything further right now. When you came here, Larry, I said that, you know, you're here with us just a short time. Stay here just a short time, and if you do well, we'll give you more money. You're pinning me down, and it really isn't fair. How do I know that every other announcer here wouldn't go through, a temper tantrum like this for a raise? But I just say, get out of the control room, and we'll be very happy to talk it over. Okay?
All right, now, all right, I'll do this. I'll meet you halfway, because I've tried to for 2 months to meet you. Now, I demanded a contract when I came here. You wouldn't give it to me. So if you will put this in writing, if you will make a contract, let my lawyer draw it up. If you will put this in writing and sign this thing with me, I will come out right now. As soon as my lawyer draws it up and as soon as you sign it, I will come out. Sure, I will. Will you agree to a contract?
Larry, put the record on it, will you, please?
No,
just put the record on. We'll discuss this in private.
In other words, you're not agreeing to a contract. Is that it?
Look, under these circumstances, what am I going to do? Put the record on, will you, please?
Will you agree to a contract?
Are you out of your mind, Larry?
No.
Look, in all honesty, the man says he's going to give you a raise.
He says it. He told me he's going to give me a raise when I came here 6 months ago, and I still haven't got it. Now, will he sign a contract or not? If he won't sign it, buddy, that's it. I'm not coming out.
What did he say 6 months ago? Did he say that he would give you a raise?
Yeah, he promised it, Matt. He says, yeah, it's a promise. Because I was going to work, and I had three offers.
This jockey Larry Justice staged a one-man war against radio station WPGC today, refusing to get off the air until management gives him a pay raise.
That's all we need.
Justice locked himself in the station's broadcasting control room and began urging the public to back his demand for more money. Ridiculous? It goes on. In between pleas, Justice played the same record over and over again, a novelty disc record called, as you say, it's ridiculous, the Presidential News Conference. It goes on, baby. You proud of yourself? Listen. News director David V. Simmons says Justice took over the station, located just across the District Columbia line in suburban Maryland, this morning, locking the rest of the employees out of the control booth. This is going across the national wire. I hope you're happy. Justice claims he was promised a pay raise at the end of the first 4 months with the station. He has been employed there 6 months. Simmons, that's me, I guess, said Justice has made only one concession to management's plea to get off the air. He allowed the station to broadcast its regular news show. Thanks a lot, Daddy. I've had it with you.
Now, how do you think that's going to look? How do you think that is going to look? Every radio station, every newspaper service in the country knows it. We're being held up to ridicule. How do you think that's going to look, Larry, if somebody says, if somebody says, where do you work, to me, and I say, I work at WPGC, and the next line is going to be, oh, yeah, that's the cheap radio station where they wouldn't give the disc jockey a raise.
We'll give you severance pay and everything else, but you're through.
You mean you're firing me? That's it.
I can't do anything else. I told you I'd give you a raise.
But you wouldn't agree to sign a contract.
I understand that, but you got to depend on a man's word. You depended on my word when you came here all the way from Arkansas.
That's right, I depended on your word, and I learned a big lesson about it, too.
I think I'd be out of my mind not to fire you. You've been on the air for an hour and 45 minutes.
All right, let me ask you this. I'm fired. How are you going to get in the control room? I got the door locked. I knew that...
Put on a record, Larry. Just put on a record.
I knew there was a possibility of this. I knew there was a possibility of me getting fired when I started this thing, or I wouldn't have started it. But ladies and gentlemen, I've got to have your support. Bob, where is the general... Hey, is Bob Howard still out there? Is Bob still out there?
Yeah, what do you want?
Tell David quit trying to knock the door in. He's not getting in, David.
Stop breaking the equipment.
No, stop breaking the door in. You're not going to get in.
I can't hear you when my mic's on.
Bob, listen, would you do me a would you go this far with me? If enough people call in my support or come down here in my support, would you reconsider, give me my job back, sign a contract, and give me my raise? If enough of my listeners will call me and come down here. Man, I got a family out, but I knew this. I knew that this was a possibility.
Take it easy, Dave. Don't break up the equipment.
Oh, I'm tired of this.
I know. Wait a second now. Look, I told you I'd give you a raise. I told you that I... Everything else... Now, look, please get out of the control room. Don't ask the people to call up. Please don't ask the people to call up. These people are busy. They have other things to do, and, we just can't do it. Just play the record. Let us talk to you. Let's talk it over.
All right, let me ask you this. If I reconsider, and if I get out of the control room, would you give me my job back?
Larry, play the record and talk it out.
Will you sign the contract for me? Bob, you said you would give it to me, but you also told me that 6 months ago. Bob, really, if you will sign a contract with me, I promise to come out of here. Man, I don't want to do this. I want my listeners' support. I've got to have their support. Ladies and gentlemen, please, and I'm appealing to you, please come down to the station. Please call me on the phone.
No, please don't. Please don't, ladies and gentlemen. Stay home. Do anything you want to, but don't come down here because we don't want any disturbances. You know, we're trying to provide a service for the people with news and public service and music and so on. We're trying to provide the best possible announcers we can, and we think we have an outstanding staff, but this young man is, well, he just got out of the Army, Dean. You know, maybe he had a tough top sergeant.
I really don't know. I always thought he was a fine fella.
He came all the way from Arkansas over here.
Married, got two lovely kids, I thought he was a sensible
fella. And I really don't want to fire the guy.
That's right. I came 2,000 miles to take this job. I came from Arkansas. I came under good faith, Bob. I came under a promise. Nothing more than a promise from you. And here, you have broken your promise to me. And not only that, but today you fired me. Now what am I going to do?
How about coming outside, let me finish your show, and go home? That'd be a great bit.
I'll tell you, Larry, I've got to do two things. We've got to identify the station. You want me to do it, or would you do it?
I would rather you do it, Dean.
All right, this is WPGC from the morning side of things, and WPGC-FM Oakland, 10,000 watts, WPGC-FM, 15,700 watts at 95.5 on the FM spectrum, WPGC-AM at 1580 radio.
Dean, would you read the commercial for me?
All right, Larry, but I'll tell you, please, in all fairness to me, don't ask me to do too much because, look, I don't want to appear that I'm a chicken or anything of that nature, but I like my job, and I'm going on vacation next week, and I don't want to blow my vacation. It's my first vacation in 3 years, and I get paid a nice salary here. I'm very happy.
Very definite service of the news and so forth. Would you please do the headlines for me?
This is David B. Simmons. I have headline news for you. It's 11:53 and 83 degrees.
PGC, did you say you would give me a contract, Bob?
Yes, Larry, I'll give you a contract. I'll give you the raise you ask for, everything you want. But please behave and let's cut out this nonsense. Let's do our regular programming and let's have no more funny stuff. We'll just go right into it and I'll give you the contract, believe me. And everybody who's listening in are witnesses. I'll give you the contract. I'll give you the raise. Okay?
Ladies and gentlemen, now you have witnessed this yourself. Now, really, I want your support on this. Now, you said you would give me the contract. You will meet my what I asked for, right?
Right.
And all the people that are listening are considered my witness, right?
Right.
And if you do not do the contract, then all these people are witnesses.
That's right.
We'll look very bad if we don't fulfill the contract. We will fulfill the contract, okay?
All right, I will give in. I promise you. I'll unlock the door. Yes.
Larry, do you want to continue to do your show this afternoon? I mean, you can do it if you want to, or if you're tired or something, you know, we'll get somebody else to fill in for you for a little while.
Bob, could I ask David a big favor?
What's that?
David, would you do my show if I come out just the next 2 hours?
Yeah, I'll do your show, Larry.
All right.
David will do the show, and you're still working for us, and you'll get the raise. Just come on out, and I promise you that we'll live up to everything we've said, okay?
Okay, Bob. Now, I'm going to do something that, Bob, I do want to thank you. First of all, I do want to thank you, and I want to apologize for the way I had to do this. But, Bob, you have to understand, I had to believe. I believed in what I was doing. Thank you very much, Bob.
A group will call themselves Booker T and the whole group. Booker T and the MGs and a tune called Green Onions. WPGC serving you on top of music, news, and weather together. When it happens and where it happens, the Big PG is there. Good afternoon, everybody. Jolly David B on the Big PG.
Stand by, Washington.
Straight up 12 noon.